Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
I'm Brian Holst, and I have a guest in studio right now. The one and only Stray Cat Lee Rocker is in the house. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Brian.
You're going to be performing tomorrow. It's the concerts on the green, I believe it is, with Lee Rocker at Pageant of the Masters. And it starts at 1 p.m., right?
Right. We're starting 1 in the afternoon and doing a nice, big, fat show of about an hour and a half. So 1 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, at the Pageant Grounds, the concert on the green. And I've been looking forward to this forever. Nothing as good as being in Laguna Beach on a Saturday afternoon and playing some rock and roll.
So do you pull from much of the Stray Cat stuff? Do you do much of your solo stuff? What do you focus on when you do these things?
You know,
I'm ashamed to say I haven't been to one of your concerts. I've seen you much doing your show, but or helping with it. But
you better be there tomorrow.
Yes.
No, so I play stuff from throughout my career. I started really in 1979 in New York as a kid, as a very small child. And so I played my music throughout the Stray Cats years that I still do, of course. Rock This Town and Stray Cat Strut and Sexy and 17. A lot of stuff from what was our really enormous record in the 80s was Built for Speed. So I do a lot of that record. I always love it. And then I also do songs from really throughout my career, more current stuff. And some classic rock and roll as well.
So what sort of a crowd? I mean, do you get a pretty mixed crowd coming out? Because one thing I think I've mentioned to you in the past, and I don't mean to be to seem like a kiss up or anything, but I've always thought it was really cool that even to this day, people that are like 10, 15 years younger than myself already know who you are. If I mention you, oh yeah, Lee Rocker, Stray Cats, you know. And I think it's really cool that it's continued to resonate with people like that.
You know, the music is classic rock and early rock and roll, rockabilly. I play upright bass and sing, and it's classic Americana music. So it really, thankfully, I got to say, really appeals to a big, broad swath of people. And a lot of those songs from my Stray Cats records have sort of become part of the library of kind of rock and roll music now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, You've been doing Rumble and Twang, a show here for quite some time, and you do sort of, you like that classic Americana sound, some bluegrass type stuff, but also you're like real rock and plugged in songs too.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you stick with that? I mean, I know that you kind of, we've had this conversation because you and I don't think that country music these days is really country music.
No, most of it isn't, you know, a lot of really overly produced kind of things. And I like organic music, like made by actual musicians with, you know, playing stringed instruments and drums and pianos and not really heavily produced, computerized kind of programmed stuff.
There's like teen pop and then there's like twang pop almost,
right?
You know?
Absolutely. So, you know, for some reason, when I was growing up, I had been listening to, Allman Brothers and bands like that, maybe, Leonard Skinner and some of the Southern rock bands and the Beatles and the Stones. And it sort of took me on this journey where I wanted to discover really what came before that. And it brought me to Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley and Carl Perkins and Buddy Holly and Johnny Cash. And for a little kid from New York, for some reason, it just resonated with me. And it stuck with me. It's really my passion and what I've played now for the last 35, 40 years. And, you know, this station is just so awesome because, in a way, we were just talking about computerized and programmed, and that this is real, real radio here at 93.5. You know, I'm driving down here today listening to your music picks, and I do the same thing on Saturday afternoon with my show Rumble and Twang. And I think all the people who get to be on the air here really have their unique take on things.
Now, obviously, I'll give some information for folks that want to look into tickets before you head out.
Great.
I'm just curious. I know that you do a lot of summer shows. Do you are you headed out of town soon? Because I know you're like, you ping pong across the U.S. during the summertime.
Yeah. The summertime is funny. You know, being in a rock and roll band, it's kind of like playing baseball. So the summer season, I'm super busy. And I'm off to New York for a couple of shows on the East Coast next week. I'll be in Illinois and in Memphis, Tennessee. And then finishing the summer up in Lucerne, Switzerland, and a couple of places. So I'm all over the place. But I got to say, I mean, I've been a person who's lived in the city of Laguna Beach now for 28 years. And I'm just so excited to be able to do a show Saturday, you know, tomorrow afternoon here in town. And I'm sure I'll see a whole lot of friends and different people over the years, as well as everybody else out there.
Awesome. So once again, the show is at Pageant of the Masters. It's called Concerts on the Green with Lee Rocker. And as I go to the wonderful World Wide Web right now, if you want to find out more information on tickets and whatnot, it goes from 1 to 2:30 tomorrow, July 11th, and you can call 1-800-487-3378. That's 800-487-3378. Or you can, of course, go to their website, www.foapom.com. When are you rumbling and twanging next, you know?
Well, I can't tomorrow, but I'm going to be on stage.
You are predisposed.
And so I think I'll be back for a new show in 2 weeks. I've got some great ideas on it, and I've been listening to a lot of cool new music. So I think in about 2 weeks I should be back.
Well, I will be sure that I am available. And, you know, it's funny, having listened to so many of your shows as you were doing them, it is very hard for me to see Elvis Costello pop up in our playlist without thinking of your other Elvis comments. So,
oh, yeah.
You always go with that. Well, it's good to see you, and
good
thanks for stopping by, man.
And I love both Elvises.
Yeah, no, you both equally approve, although you are a little harder on the main one, I would
yes,
say.
Yes, definitely.
All right, it's good to see you. For KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, here's new music from Beach House.